Hello and welcome to episode 6, the final episode of the first season of Famous Name Calls Famous Name with me, Chris Martin, and my scorekeeper slash wife, Hannah Stanbridge.
Could have said my own name.
You built up saying your name.
I was ready to say my name.
You just had to say hello.
Yeah.
Always listen. That's a little lesson
in
listening. Anyway, we have this week, Famous Name Calls Famous Name, we have Michelle Williams.
What?
And when I say Michelle Williams, I don't mean multi-award nominee and famous actress Michelle Williams.
Okay.
I don't mean the other one in Destiny's Child.
The other one.
Michelle Williams. That is harsh, but maybe how...
No! She's a singer in her own right.
Okay. Name one of her songs.
I will later.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. Instead, we have a much more famous Michelle Williams, potentially, if she wins this quiz.
Yeah.
And that is Michelle Williams, the crystal healer.
Ooh.
If you like crystals and you like being healed, you're going to really like Chris. You're really going to like Michelle Williams. Guys, let's find out if she has what it takes to win this very hard to win quiz that almost nobody who's been on has had a chance
of
winning.
Basically, it's been so close.
All right, ready? And here it is. Hello and welcome to my final episode of season one. We have Michelle Williams, not Whoa. Michelle Williams from Dawson's Creek, not even Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. We've got the one and only Michelle Williams, the certified crystal healer. Is that correct?
Yes.
That is awesome. That is amazing.
I don't think either of the other two Michelles can say that. So you've already got one up on them, love. You've already got Aww. One like that.
How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing great. Yeah, just enjoying summertime. And because I think any season has something to, you know, enjoy about it. So enjoying what we can do in summer.
I like that positive. We need your positivity in this ever more depressing year that we're in.
Yeah.
But I like your energy. It's making me feel happy.
It's definitely making me feel happy.
So, yeah, thanks for agreeing to do this. It's always kind of contact people on Instagram. It's always a bit random. But I just want to, before
thanks for trusting us, first of all.
Thanks for being a trusting person of strangers on the internet. So what I want to check before we get into the thing is, Michelle Williams is your name. It is the name of other famous people. How often do you get reminded about having a famous person's name?
You know, actually, not very often. Mm. And I actually would maybe like if they actually, you know, said something more often.
All right.
You know, because I have like jokes ready. And so sometimes they, you know, I meet someone saying, yeah, my name's Michelle Williams. And then I want to say something like, but you might know me because I always hang out with Beyonce or something like that, you know?
You've got it prepped.
But sometimes I say the joke and they're like, what? They don't get it. And I'm like, oh God, I wasted it, you know?
As a comedian, I know that feeling of saying a joke and no one finding it quite as funny as you thought it was. I know that way too well. And it's one of the worst feelings on earth. But you can always be prepared. And maybe,
it's good to be prepared.
Maybe after this, Michelle Williams will get asked about, do you know there's a crystal?
They're going to have to make jokes up about crystal healers.
Crystal healers.
That's
exactly
what they're going to have to do. Prep some jokes.
And then just to add on to that, so it doesn't happen that often. Has anything particularly annoying or bizarre happened with your name confusion at all?
Well, actually, when I was in high school, I had a French teacher, and she comes up to me one day, you know, I guess we're all working on our in-class assignments, and she comes up to me, and she's, like, looking at me, and I'm like, why's my teacher looking at me? And she's like, you know, you remind me of Michelle Williams. And I was like, I am Michelle Williams. And she's like, no, the actress, you know? And at that point, I had no idea there was an actress named Michelle Williams. So I was just thinking about it. I was like, what? You know, and so eventually I got around to looking it up, but I thought it was just so funny, you know, like she thought she was like having a conversation, like complimenting me maybe. And I was just like, what? Why is my teacher being weird?
Was your teacher French?
Yeah, she was. No, actually, I don't think she really was French.
she put the accent on. That's how she got the job.
Yeah, I think she just was, you know, an American person who really liked the culture, maybe.
Okay, okay. All right, I like the fact she tried to spark a convo with you and you were like, don't even know what you're talking about. You're a teacher, I'm a student, I don't want to be mates with you. I like that vibe. So that's kind of the most unusual thing.
That's hilarious.
That's, what was I going to say? So have you ever used it to your advantage, is the other question. Have you ever kind of manipulated the truth, maybe? Someone's used it to get tables at a restaurant before?
You know, I... At some point, you know, I hope that maybe I can try it, but I haven't yet.
Okay, that's fine.
Too good. You're too good.
You're a
person.
Good citizen. You're a good citizen. Well, without further ado, Michelle Williams, are you ready to become the Michelle Williams?
1,000%.
Yes, that's the kind of attitude we need.
That's the American positivity. 1,000%. All right, Michelle, question one. All right, Michelle, question one of Famous Name Calls Famous Name. Michelle Williams, the actress, was in Dawson's Creek. Teenagers in Love Near a Creek is my very brief synopsis of that show, to anyone who hasn't seen it. Therefore, who was your first love?
Oh, my
first
love.
We'll decide if this is more...
I will decide.
Hannah will decide if it's more impressive than Dawson's first love.
It wasn't Dawson's, it was Jen's. No.
Jen's first love. Who was her first love? Pacey?
Pacey, I think.
Okay, right. Is your first love more? Let's hear about yours.
Okay, my first love, or love, was in second grade. And my crush, my love, he asked me to sign his yearbook. And I gave him my phone number.
Oh.
At 7 years old. And then I told him, I gave his yearbook back and I said, that's my real number. And I'm thinking to myself now, I'm being like, where did I get that from? Yeah, I'm a child. What?
And so, also, it was a landline, I assume. Did you have cell phones back in the...
Yeah, it's a landline.
Wow.
Well, it was a landline.
Okay, hold on. And then it gets, okay. So then he actually calls me. And when I answer the phone, I get scared and I don't say anything. And he's like, hello, hello, hello. And so I just hang up. He calls me again and he calls me again. Same thing, same thing, same thing. Finally, his mom is on the phone and says, hey, Michelle, like, you know, Fernie, his name is Fernando. Hey, Fernie, you know, he really wants to talk to you. Again, I don't say anything and I hang up on her.
Wow, what a tough lesson in love for Fernando that was.
For Fernie.
Wow.
He's probably never called. You know how much it takes to call someone back in the day?
I don't even like sending two texts without a reply. He's called you like 20 times. And it was like an elaborate prank. It's not even that you ignored it. The fact you kept answering it and hanging it up. And then to his mom.
You should have got your mom to answer. Then your two moms could have called.
That is started off like quite a cute story and then turned into a little bit of a horror story. So
Fernie's never recovered.
The question is then, I mean, Fernando was sort of a first love, but I assume it doesn't end of you guys living happily ever after, does it?
No.
I mean, Jen and Pacey didn't either, but I am gonna give that to the other Michelle Williams because
she at least saw him in person.
She at least answered the phone.
But we appreciate your honesty, Michelle.
I like it.
Honesty is the best policy, apart from for that question where it sort of backfired on you.
I don't hate your style. You know, I quite like your style. See what you're doing.
Hannah likes your style. I actually, to get Hannah to agree to marry me, I had to just ring her up every day.
My mum eventually answered
for
4 years. Just agreed
That's not true, but it would have been.
That's definitely not.
Because that would have been an adult man stalking a woman. So, all right, question two, Michelle. In 1997, Michelle Williams, the actor, followed her father's path by entering the Robbins World Cup Championship of Futures Trading.
What?
I had to look up what that is. It's something to do with financial stock things.
Yeah.
Williams took an amount of $10,000 and turned it into $100,000, giving her a return of 900%. What's the best investment you've ever made?
Oh my God, that's so cool.
That is cool. I'm like, man. I wish I would have known about that.
I know.
Wish we
all been in the futures.
I don't even know what futures
something.
Trading is, so that's where I would have fallen at the first hurdle.
Yeah, the best investment I made is actually in my health. I tried, you know, so many different diets growing up, and finally, just a few years ago, maybe like 4 years ago, I started eating more plant-based, and I mean, I can say that's the way to go. But yeah, I think definitely just the experience of trying different things and finally getting to a point where I'm like, ooh, this actually is really working for me. I'm really happy that I went through all that.
Michelle, I just want to say, I saw on your Instagram, and partly why I chose you for this podcast, I am also a vegan. So I, even though there's people out there who will be rolling their eyes at the idea of veganism, I have to agree, it has made me healthier. It's made the smell of our apartment slightly worse, but it has made me healthier. On my, and Hannah will attest to that.
I mean, it's always smelled bad.
I'm not here to preach to people that aren't vegan, but if it's worked for you, that's a great investment.
Do you just feel like body-wise, do you feel more energy? Like, what is it about your diet now that makes you feel
better? You know, actually, I wasn't expecting it to, you know, really help my mental health. That was like the biggest thing. I mean, I was always skeptical because, you know, I had been through so many, you know, diets before. So I was like, okay, it's just like another one. Like, it's not really going to be anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one day I used to have like really bad road rage. I know it doesn't seem like it, 'cause I'm like, hey guys, like, but
it's the nicest road rage.
But yeah, I really, for a while, like, even though I had a license, my parents had to drive me everywhere because I just had so much anxiety. I thought I didn't feel safe on the road. And the, you know, whoever's in charge of the ticket, they didn't feel I was very safe on the road either. But yeah, I just noticed one day I was in my car and I had my music on and I was at a stoplight and I was just like, ah. And then I was like, wait a minute. This has never happened before. Something's happening to me. And so, you know.
Wow. There we go. That is, I have to say, incredible. I've heard a lot of pros for veganism, but I've never heard stops road rage, and I like it a lot.
I should really go full vegan.
Eat some tofu, stop some road rage, because she is a psychopath.
Oh, really?
I still eat fish, and I am a psychopath. I don't think anything could cure my anger.
I think you've got better, but let's just say, it turns out a couple too many bits of salmon make you angry.
That's amazing. I mean, 100%. Some may judge me for it, but I am 100% giving that point to you, Michelle, because I think that money, you can always make more money, but not 10,000 into 100,000 all the time, but that mental health is 100% far more important.
And you're saving lives. Behind the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. No one's getting hurt, you know, when you're on the road anymore. That's always a plus. You know, Fernando, you know, he's, you know.
If only you'd been vegan when you met Fernando, you might have answered the phone. I know.
Things could have been different.
Poor Fernando. Pity that burger got in the way.
So it is one all after two questions.
One all after two questions. All right, question three, Michelle. The other Michelle didn't love being in Dawson's Creek. It was a stable job and only really did it for the money, although she did find it was a good lesson in acting. But she used her time when she was off. She did 9 months, she used her time off to actually do independent films of stuff more to her suit, to her sort of tastes. Therefore, what job have you done just for the money?
I was the security guard. I know.
You're an angry security guard. Are two things I didn't expect about you when
this
I first met.
This vegan thing has really done well for you.
Where were you a security guard?
Yeah, I was a security guard actually last year for a few months. Okay, if we're going to be real, I have been a security guard actually for a few years, but in the years past, it was only for one night because, you know, my dad actually has a security agency. So he needed, so like New Year's Eve, he needed extra, you know, guards. And of course, it's holiday pay. And so I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And then just like last year, I was like transitioning careers and I needed a job. So I said, okay, yeah, I'll be a guard. But I mean, it's kind of an easy gig. But at the same time, I just felt like I have so much more to offer. Why am I doing this? Like, you know, so it was kind of it was really just for the money, but it didn't last long.
I just want to ask on top of that, obviously you say it's an easy job, but have you ever had to sort of like stop a perp
You know, actually, no, I haven't, which I'm actually lucky that it didn't, because I mean, I don't know.
What would you have done? Would you use a crystal, maybe?
You know, it's so funny because actually out of everyone my, you know, dad has had on his staff, you know, he's never had someone that actually knew how to, you know, like I used to do jujitsu as well. So I was like the only one that actually knew how to fight, but at the same time, like, I don't want to fight, you know?
This is a terrible advert for your dad's company. It's like, no one knew how to actually be a security guard. They're just wearing a uniform and hoping.
I know. And you know what's the funniest thing too? My dad told me, actually my brother was in charge at this point. He told me, he's like, Michelle, we're going to put you in like a low kind of like risk kind of area. So you actually don't have, you probably won't have to do anything. I said, okay, cool.
There we go.
If I'm honest, a few things have come up in the last 10 minutes. I'm surprised at having met you for 10 minutes. You have road rage. You did jujitsu. You were a security guard. Those three things.
Each question. That's why I love this game show. Every question lets us know something more interesting and intriguing
about
our guest.
Amazing. You did jujitsu. That's so cool.
Thank you.
Imagine getting like busted by this like really nice, friendly security guard. And then just like, shit, I will never steal again. Who gets the point?
Oh, definitely our/the Michelle. 100%.
This Michelle Williams.
That's well better. Security guard is well better than working on Dawson's Creek. Oh, I'm sorry. First world problems.
I don't want to wait for you to steal a bag. Anyway, right. That's a dumb joke. Okay, question four. So I told you I make jokes and no one laughs at. Anyway, question four. She was a wild child, and the way she was described, I do a lot of really important research. By that, I just Google facts about Michelle Williams, and they, in one of the 50 facts about her, she was described as a wild child because she was in a movie of Christina Ricci in Canada when they were 19.
Right.
And they were filming and they went and got drunk, and she described it as a dark time. Now, to a British person, getting drunk at 19 isn't a dark time. That is just a day of the week. So she described that as a dark time. It was pretty rebellious for someone from North America. What's the most, this won't be, I hope this isn't too difficult. What's the most rebellious thing you've ever done, Michelle?
You know, my rebellion is like, because I don't do rebellious things. You feel me? Like I don't like drink, I don't smoke, and like I never have. And like, so when all my friends started doing it, you know, I was like the only one that didn't. So in a way, it was like,
mean,
I'm rebelling because I'm not doing the rebellious stuff.
No, actually that
yeah, it's like not having a tattoo.
At first I thought that was a cop out, but when you said it, was like, it's actually harder to not bow down to peer pressure when you're a youngster. So I see that. There's a lot of credence to that answer. So you, no drinking, no vices. This is great.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, I think my vice, honestly, okay, I was like, going back to like all the diets I've tried, I really like sweets. Like that was like such a hard thing for me too. You know, yeah, exactly. Sugar. That was like the thing. And so now, you know. I mean, now I feel
like
that.
Hannah just went, been there. Like it's SA, Sugar Anonymous, and you guys are sharing.
I mean, it felt like it, you know? Like, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I know, as a guy once told me, white death is what he called it. Which was quite intense as well. As like, I'm just asking you how your day is, and you're telling me about white death. But all right, so I like what you did on that answer.
I actually like that.
However, it's not about what I like. It's about what she likes and who she's given the points to.
I think, if I'm really honest, after your three revelations, I thought you were going to say, I'm just a man. but you went, and I appreciate that. And I think it is harder.
It's very rare that somebody's disappointed that you didn't answer a question with you killed a man. But that's just my wife. She wanted to hear that from me.
And I'm also like, I am lame with the other Michelle. Do you know what? I'm giving that to you because I do think that's really hard. To like not
going with the grain is actually going against the grain.
100%. I am so. I'll follow all the sheep.
She'll jump off a cliff.
I'll do it all.
If anyone does. All right. So 3-1 we've got at the moment.
3-1
Okay. So the other Michelle, not only is she a multi-talented actor, she's also, in a few of her films, done some singing. She's been in musicals. Oh, yeah. She can carry a tune, a formidable singer. What's your party trick?
My party trick is that I can do the splits whenever, whatever, you know, I could do it. I mean, it's a better idea to stretch first.
Right, of course.
Oh my God, now, girl, you are my spirit animal. I can too. That's my
mind. Really?
It's all I have.
You don't have to do this as a guy asking for this, but I'm with my wife. Are you able to do
She's in a dress.
You're in a dress. You can't do in a dress.
Well, I could do it, but it will
That's
be
fine. Okay, that's fine. I'm not.
I'll do it.
It's not that sort of podcast where if I leave the room, maybe you can do it.
It's still recording.
All right, okay, yeah, okay. But you can do the splits. So you've got splits versus singing. What do you go for?
You know what? Because I can do the splits, I'm going to give it to the singing because I always wanted to be able to sing.
Oh, all right.
You know?
All right.
I do think it is a talent. And the splits is just a great thing to pull out the bag is singing. So 3-2 /the Michelle.
Question 6. The other Michelle Williams has been nominated for 4 Academy Awards. 4 nominations. Don't think she's ever won one.
Oh.
What awards have you won in your life or been nominated for?
Yeah. In elementary school, I would consistently get...
Big leagues.
Yeah, I would consistently get good citizenship, best citizenship. But the thing was, I never talked. Right. So what? I never talked.
That's a funny
one. My teachers actually thought something was wrong with me. And I didn't realize it then, but now I look back on it. They used to take me out of class and I used to go to the library and be with some, you know, ladies, which now I realize were therapists. And we played Barbies and they'd ask me questions about my family and they gave me good citizenship because I didn't cause trouble, I guess. But at the same time, I didn't say anything.
Oh my
God. That's quite, it's quite apt to today's political climate where if someone doesn't say anything, the leaders in charge are very happy about that.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe actually questioning the leadership is a
That's
better
quite, wait, so is that the same age as when you just wrote your phone number down in a book?
Yes.
Are you sure Fernando didn't organize the trip to the library for you to try and get you to answer him?
I know his mom called the
Fernando's
school.
Like, I just wanted to answer the phone to me, man.
Get some Barbies in the room. Blocked it out. Get a candle.
So good citizenship was the award for not saying anything, which is a very
rewarding.
I know.
Rewarding, silent obedience. How very.
I could have, when you first started, I was like, yeah, she'd easily be a good citizen. And then it was kind of turned dark.
I know.
Yeah,
and I feel sad.
I would think good citizen meant oh, you're trying to be friends with everyone. You're participating in class. No, it was I just didn't talk.
I guess to a teacher though, that is sort of delightful where no one just says anything. They're like,
that is true.
No one's heckling me. It's great.
That is true.
It's the opposite of a good gig. Hans, whose gets the point there?
I do think though, Academy Awards are huge.
Yeah. Imagine if you got an Academy Award for not talking. That'd be, I guess if you were in the artist, that would be.
Yeah, it's probably
Although she did, I think she got nominated, was it for Manchester by the Sea? Was it? And she's in the film for about 3 minutes. Just does one really amazing
scene.
It's
basically the same. So we're on three.
It's three each. Three each is the score. So question 7. This is the big question. Her middle name is Ingrid. What's your middle name?
My middle name is actually Pamela.
Pamela. There's a big, I love the build up to that name. Such confidence in that name. Very simple, Hans. Me. Pamela or Ingrid? Who do you
always pick? Pamela. Always. Pamela Anderson. No.
Go on, name another one. You started out you're going to list many Pamelas, but I think that's the only
one. Pamela from the Office. Pam.
Yeah, Pam from the Office. Pam.
So you've gone Pamela's more traditional kind of
Pamela. It's Pamela. Just a great
Ingrid,
name.
Ingrid's more Scandinavian, and you've gone
Ingrid
with
Ingrid Bergman. But then, you know, who else?
All right, she's gone. She's more of a Pamela Anderson than an Ingrid Bergman, and that says a lot about my wife. Okay. All right, we have 1 point there for you, Michelle. Just take retaking the lead. Question eight. She played Marilyn Monroe in an iconic performance.
Oh, yeah.
What's your greatest Halloween outfit? See, there's a linked. There's linked questions. Because you're living in America, you know, you guys take Halloween very seriously.
Oh, yes.
What's been your greatest outfit?
When I was 6 years old, my aunt, she was a seamstress, and she made me a costume of the Disney movie Hunchback of Notre Dame. Right. And, I wasn't the Hunchback. Sorry. I was
going to say, you're Esmeralda.
But it was like so... I felt like, I know, I probably should have been a hunchback, but that would have been more...
No!
Oh, I was saying because, like, that would have been a more impressive, like for her seamstress skills to make that costume.
Yeah.
But what's it called?
Were you a hunchback?
Yeah, but I just felt like it was such a... Like, I really felt like that costume was the character's costume, but, like, in real life. Like, I just thought, you know, my aunt did such a good job, like, all the details and stuff. So, yeah.
Auntie Williams with that. So we got Auntie Williams versus Esmeralda versus Marilyn Monroe.
Do you know what? Not so much. I actually am going to give that to our Michelle because her auntie made it. And I bet you $1 million Michelle Williams, the other one's auntie, did not make her Marilyn Monroe costume.
Okay.
Because that's family and you're keeping it in the family.
That's the Filipino in her. She loves her family, family culture.
Yeah. We miss it in the Western world. I'm giving you the extra
family comes first. There we go. Good one, Michelle. And more importantly, good one, Michelle's auntie, for making you a lovely outfit. All right. Question nine. She has gone full method acting for a number of her roles. What is the most dedicated thing you've done in your career? Dedication to the craft.
Right. Maybe. I really think when I was a ballet teacher, you know, my boss actually told me, I know it's such a funny thing in the dance world. There's a lot of funny things about it. But, you know, she told...
Sorry, just to interrupt. Hannah used to be a ballet dancer until she was 18.
I think the same. Whoa! That would explain why you could do the splits too.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, my boss told me, she said, you know, Michelle, to be the best dancer, you know, you gotta lose some weight. And again, you know, tying in with all my different diets I've tried, I'm proud of myself that, you know, at that point, I kind of was able to do what I had to do, you know, eat better, exercise more, you know, for my job and also for my health. But at the time, it was mostly for my job. But I didn't go into this, like, kind of, like, crazy place where you can easily go. So that, and being able to do that in the dance world, you know, that's a pretty...
That is actually very impressive. Seriously, I've seen Black Swan and I'm married to you, so I know.
Yeah, man, that is really impressive.
It's very impressive.
Because I've gone dark. And it's not fun. So I'm 100% giving that point to you. 100%.
Dieting, but staying the right side of the diet is a difficult thing.
It's a really difficult,
Michelle, well done. Yeah, and that's great dedication. Yeah, well done, you guys should do online Zoom ballet classes together after this is over. I will.
And then therapy after for the dancing.
And then therapy afterwards, a bit of ballet and therapy.
Right.
You know.
Therapy, ballet.
We'll get some Barbies in.
Get the Barbies in. All right. Final question. And just to keep it interesting, I said there's another Michelle Williams who's also quite well known. And I feel like it'd be remiss to avoid mentioning her for 100%. This whole quiz. So she counts as in the same bracket as the other Michelle Williams.
Yeah.
So Michelle Williams was in Destiny's Child and probably is most famous because her name comes up in the song Bootylicious when they all say, Michelle, can you handle this? Tell me something you cannot handle.
Chris, why did you leave these off?
In my mind. I'm the one that needs to see a couple of Barbies after this. Let's just say that.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. So what I can't handle is actually, isn't it so funny? I'm an American, but I can't handle violence in a movie. You know, is that out here all the time, all in our faces? But like, when I'm watching a movie with my boyfriend, you know, I have to let, you know, he has to like pause the movie and be like, okay, Michelle, there's going to be a fight scene. There's going to be some blood, you know, he has to. And then, so he either mutes it or like I cover my eyes, I cover my ears. And then I, you know, once it's passed, then we continue watching the movie.
Amazing. Does your boyfriend have to watch a whole movie in advance before you watch it with him? Or does he just sort of sense the violence about to happen?
Most of the time, he has seen the movie before. And he like, you know, when we're like saying like, okay, what should we watch? And then he's like telling me, he's like, okay, this movie does have some violence. But he like tells me like, you know, it's just fight. It's just like punching. Or he goes like, it's just like,
some punching.
You know the degrees of violence.
Like, there's no roundhouse kicks in this fight. So you can.
Well, because he really likes Japanese movies too. So he goes like, when it's in a Japanese movie, like a samurai movie, he goes, but it's good quality, Michelle. But it's like for, you know, it's like honorable. And I'm like, I still don't want to see it. I don't want
it. I love that. It's the thinking man's beheading.
It really is. It's almost like a dance, but it's blood.
That's an excellent, so it's like dancing with blood and death.
You have to do that for me because I have a fear of people being sick.
Oh, yeah.
Of people vomiting. So, and in every good film
good TV shows, someone's sick.
Every single one. The Wire.
If you just keep your eye, all good shows have.
I'm gonna.
You'll see it now.
If no one's sick in a show.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep my eye out now. I'm gonna test this.
Yeah, 100%.
Keep your eye out.
So especially TV shows, but he has to. Normally, you can see it coming, but sometimes they'll just do a quick cut, and there'll be like a projectile, and then I won't be able to sleep for a couple of hours. But he has to fully like mute it. We have to miss a whole set. It's actually handy. We've been watching a lot of Scandal, like Scandinavian cop shows, and luckily they come with subtitles. So that's a good film for us to watch, or TV show for us to watch, because when he mutes it, he can still read what's happening.
I can still read somebody going, when I sit. It's great. So, all right, we have Michelle over here's cannot handle violence, and we got Michelle singing
in a song.
Just can't handle.
It's very difficult to. She can technically handle it.
She can handle it, and she can't handle violence. The question isn't that thought through.
It's not that thought through, but I am, because we don't quite know who's won, so I'm going to give it to the other Michelle.
All right, you're making it sound like this isn't a very strict quiz show. Okay.
Whoa!
Trading standards, my again.
I like violence in movies, just not in real life.
Okay. All right, so we are at the end of the quiz to find out if this Michelle Williams can become the Michelle Williams.
Tight.
Hannah Stanbridge.
It's really tight.
Tell me the scores on the doors.
So, the other Michelle Williams has 4. You have 6 points. You, our, the Michelle Williams, have won.
Yay!
I love it. Michelle, I'm sure it's a dream come true for you. You've been thinking about this moment ever since your French teacher told you somebody had the same name as you.
Yeah.
What would you like to plug or promote?
You've
got a few things. You've got your crystal healing. You can promote as many things as you like.
Awesome. It's been mentioned, I do energy healing with crystals, and you can find my other services as well. I also do astrology reading on my Etsy shop, and my Etsy shop is called Not Your Average Card. And
Not Your Average Card.
And I also have my Instagram, which is the_freedom_fairy. And I also have a YouTube channel called The Freedom Fairy. And I talk about, you know, some different things, you know, crystals, healthy eating, you know, other fun things too, you know. So,
we'd like to hear that.
That's amazing.
Lots of positivity in this negative world.
Yeah, we need that at the moment, I think, more than ever.
Well,
that's amazing.
Michelle,
and we'll link it in there.
We'll put it in the show notes. We hope that the rest of the year, you bring lots of positivity and your boyfriend keeps watching all those movies in advance so you don't have to see any violence. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. You have been awesome.
We loved having you.
The Michelle Williams.
Final guest of season one of Famous Name Called Famous
Forget
Name.
Forget all those jokes that you used to
You don't need those jokes.
Prep in your head because, they won't be needed anymore. Because they'll be like, oh, yeah, you're the Michelle Williams. I don't know the other two.
You're the Michelle Williams. Thank you, Michelle. You've been awesome.
Michelle.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Wow. Michelle Williams.
She was so sweet.
Just one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what this pod's about. It's about giving people who don't normally get their moment in the spotlight a chance to shine. We can see her personality shines brighter than many others.
100%. Freedom Fairy. I love it.
Freedom Fairy. Guys, if you like Michelle Williams, if you need to be healed by some crystals, get in touch with her online, The Freedom Fairy.
And, you know, just watch your back as well, because she does do jiu-jitsu. So.
And she just don't give her any red meat and get in a carver, because you might die.
She was so nice and positive, and that is what we need during this weird time.
We need the positivity to keep us going, to keep us surviving, to keep us sane. Unfortunately, that is the final one of this season.
Aww.
It's been fun. I've had a lot of fun. Have you enjoyed it?
I've enjoyed it.
If you guys enjoyed it, get in touch on social media at Chris M Comedy on all my ones, because there's a guy from Coldplay with my name. And let me know if you have anyone with a famous name who might want to be on it, or you have a famous name yourself. A guy contacted me the other day saying he knew someone called Harry Potter, but then he didn't get in contact with me. So I could only assume
he's a dick.
He was in another realm or something.
He's in Hogwarts.
It's the same joke.
Yep.
You said it after me though.
I mean.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
I won't be back for season 2.
I love you, Hans.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Prick.